Peru's president, Alejandro Toledo, is facing strong opposition from politicians and the public in just his first year in office. Elected on a wave of popular support, the former shoeshine boy turned World Bank executive has been beset by strikes and personal scandals. His approval ratings have plummeted, and there is a growing demand for new elections, from Lima, Anne Moncrief reports.
A mob of laid-off workers facing a row of armed riot police in front of Lima's Congress brandish thick wooden sticks and demand jobs. Down the street, in front of the presidential palace, hundreds of obstetrical nurses clamor for the right to practice. And along an adjacent boulevard, Andean peasants who have walked for 4 days to reach the capital cry out for aid from a crippling cold front that is killing their animals and their children. They are upset with Toledo, the nation's first indigenous president, who began life as a poor campesino and got a doctorate from Stanford. The protest is in stark contrast to 2 years ago when demonstrators came out in force to support Toledo. The Toledo movement gave voice to Peru's most disenfranchised citizens and swept dictator Alberto Fujimori into exile. Toledo supporters gathered in front of the presidential palace and washed the red and white striped national flag to symbolize the cleansing of the nation. But now many core Toledo supporters are disillusioned by what they see as lies and empty promises. Rosario de Morales spoke while shopping at a local market.
He's the worst thing that could ever have happened to this country. This man unfortunately doesn't have a sense of the realities of life here. He just starts making promises and promises, and no one can live off promises.
That sense of betrayal has been heightened by a series of political reversals and personal blunders. In his first months in office, Toledo regularly showed up late for meetings. And the press had a field day when he reneged on teacher wage increases, then gave himself a highly publicized $18,000 a month salary. Last month, Toledo's plans to privatize two electric companies in the Andean city of Arequipa had to be jettisoned after violent protests closed the city for days. The event forced the resignation of key cabinet members. To satisfy public demand, Toledo replaced them with popular political appointees, including supporters of opposition leader and former president Alan Garcia. Francisco Sagasti, director of local think tank Agenda Peru.
Toledo has had a very, very steep learning curve. We were hoping that he was going to really be up to the task, but it seems to be that this steep learning curve is such that he's falling backwards.
In recent weeks, Toledo's approval rating has dropped below 18%. 46% of the population believes he should not finish his term as president. The drop in popularity is being fueled in part by a long-running paternity suit. Toledo has refused court-ordered DNA testing to determine whether a 14-year-old girl, born to an indigenous woman while he was married to someone else, is in fact his daughter. Guillermo Loli, director of polling firm Apoyo, says the scandal could be the last straw.
The president is at a critical junction. When you ask people what they don't like about Toledo, the first thing is his unwillingness to take the DNA test. The second is a lack of credibility, and a third is a lack of leadership. He is facing major problems. He needs to make a real change and relaunch his presidency in a way that convinces the people.
A change from making promises to filling them is what Rosario de Morales would like to see.
What I hope is that he stops this I'm going to. We've been listening to that for 1 year now. What we all want to hear now is I've done or I'm doing. That's what all the people are hoping for.
At this weekend's National Day celebrations, which coincide with the first anniversary of Toledo's inauguration, instead of flags, protesters plan to wash diapers in front of the presidential palace. For NPR News, this is Anne Moncrief in Lima.